Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSighteyewear.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Oh, yeah, we're on the move, on the move. No stopping us now. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Love to hear from you. The phone number is 407-894-1680. You got it? 407-894-1680. You know, some people say that if you listen to this radio show, Blind and Beyond, you may learn something. Well, hope you learn something every day listening to the radio show. We try to do, let's just say, entertain you. We try to educate you. We try to inform you. A little later on, I understand somebody's going to call in and talk about these horses that.
Yeah, that'll be.
From the Kentucky Derby.
Listener, Peter, if you're listening, please, you'll call in after our first guest comes on. So we would like to learn.
At 8:30.
Well, by 8:35, we can put you on.
Eastern Standard Time.
8:40, yeah. Well, he's an old.
Do we have somebody?
Yeah, but not right now, because after
okay, my... Okay, no, I'm glad somebody did call in. Thank you, whoever it is.
Okay, so it's trivia time. This is trivia time. This one is an easy one. This one everybody should know, and I'm going to say this right now. I want first callers call in first, because this is so easy.
First callers?
Yeah, new callers. New callers call in first. New callers call in first. This is an easy one. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Everybody, their cousins, grandmother should know this song. And the guy. Who's singing it?
To live in memory.
That should be enough.
Yeah, that should be enough. I know that in two notes.
Yep.
What was that? Name that tune?
Yeah. All right, go play a little more. All right, for those people who didn't hear it, play a little more. Everybody should know it. We want new callers first.
So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
You know they play that in every bar?
How would you know that, Gary?
Because I was in every bar.
Long, long ago, it still make me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart.
New chorus first.
Since
407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Okay, Chris, that should be enough. It's a great song, great artist. Everybody, their cousins, the grandmothers should know who's singing this song. If
hey,
you don't
Michael,
know who's singing the song, you don't know music industry.
Yes, Gary.
Did you know what they call that song in a bar? Crying in your beer.
Crying in your beer? Okay.
Crying in your beer.
We have any new callers? Chris, we have any new callers calling in?
Not yet. I'm waiting on it. I think you stumped them a little bit with that one.
No, we only want new callers.
You scared them.
You know, I was just thinking back to the last caller, Gary. Wasn't that nice what she said? That Hershey calls her on Sunday night and they listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show together.
Absolutely.
So from Daytona Beach and Seattle, Washington.
That's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way it's supposed to work. Exactly.
I think that's Shay. If you're listening, we think that's Shay. Great. And we hope
and
you
Shay,
call
you
in
can
again.
Call in.
Sure.
Anytime, Shay, you can call in.
He's 3 hours behind us in Seattle.
Just like a Canadian friend.
That's right.
So we want new callers. Call in right now. New caller. I cannot believe the phone is not ringing for new callers.
Oh, it's ringing, Chris. Chris ain't talking, so it might be ringing.
Yeah, if he's not talking, that means
he's probably talking to a lot of old people that know the song. Of course, everybody knows the song.
The long-time listeners. They're not necessarily old.
No,
young
listeners.
You guys are not here in the studio. You should not be knowing that.
Oh, we can see you.
Yeah, I can see you, Chris.
We know what you're doing.
You know, Lynn, when I was seeing my first wife for the very first time in the first month or two, I talked to her on the phone. I said, I can see you, what you're doing. And she believed me. She really believed me.
That's funny. So I guess he's got people that...
Uh-oh. If you hear background music, that's my peacocks getting ready to go to bed.
I was just going to ask you about your peacocks. I thought I heard something before.
Just now, they're calling to go to bed. I bet I have 50 of them out here now.
Wow.
And they get so loud.
They better be quiet.
Yeah, it's time to be
after
quiet.
After our next break, we have a serious topic with our...
I might have to walk inside. I know if they get too loud, I'll walk inside.
I'm just
they're getting crazy.
So what's happening there, Chris?
Chris, let's take it.
I had some callers to call in that I know for a fact won last week.
So I told them they couldn't get in.
So they know better, but they called and gave me the answer anyway. So right now I'm trying to see who's going to ring-a-ling-a-ling on this phone dial right now.
That's funny.
What do you say?
They know that they can't win, but they wanted Chris to know that they knew the answer.
I know they know. I know they know.
They're like, yeah. Chris, that's I can't funny. Win this week, but I'm just letting you know I know the answer.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah, that means they're listening.
We're glad you're out there, people, whoever it is.
Yep. And if you think it's Frank Sinatra, it's not.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, gee,
that's what Chris would say.
Come on, new callers.
Let's hear one.
I thought it was Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams.
Wayne Newton.
This is terrible.
Hold on. Let's see who I got now.
Got a new car.
Oh, thinking of Wayne Newton, man. I watched a Bonanza with him on there a long, long time ago when he first came out.
Bonanza?
Sing a song of them. I'm Bonanza. Oh, yeah, I'm Bonanza. That's when he was very young, before he was really.
Lynn and I went to Vegas many, many times, and we never wanted to see him.
No, didn't interest me. Did he pass away?
No.
Oh. No, he's still alive. He's still doing shows.
Yeah, no, we have.
Okay, all right. All right, you ready?
We're ready.
Go ahead, we're ready.
Hurry. Our guest is ready, too.
It's Peter.
Readiest ready. Peter.
From Wellington.
Wellington, Peter.
Peter from where?
Hey, Peter.
From Wellington.
Wellington?
He said, I know the answer.
Okay, that's a new
who
caller.
Is it? Who
Peter
is it?
Peter from Wellington.
Peter from Wellington.
Florida.
Where's Wellington?
Let's go.
Peter from Wellington, Florida. We used to live there.
Hey, Peter, how you doing? Can you hear us?
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Hey, Peter, can you hear me?
Hey, Peter.
Can you hear us, Peter?
Yeah, this is Tony from Wellington.
I mean, Tony, I'm sorry.
Tony, I'm sorry. Okay, Tony, Wellington.
I'm looking at Peter. I typed in Peter, but it's Tony from
Wellington.
Is he a
new caller?
No.
We went on new caller.
No.
Hey, Tony.
No, I'm not a new caller.
Okay, well, who's the first caller?
Well, we welcome
you now. Doctor. I can't hear you well.
What's the answer?
Okay, so.
What's the answer, Tony?
Tony, just go ahead and give the answer. Let me figure out what's going on that end.
Okay, it's Ray Charles.
That's correct. It's Ray Charles. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
I can't hear very well. Your guys are over-talking or something. The mic is like picking up 3 and 4 people at one time.
Really?
Yeah. So, okay, now I can hear you.
You can hear me, but to them it sounds like multiple people talking at one time.
Yes, it does.
Can you hear me? This is Gary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can you hear? It's
okay.
Now we
appreciate you calling in, Tony. Thank you very much for calling in.
You're a winner.
Hold on one moment, Tony, all right?
Chris, let's go to break.
We're going to go to break. Thanks for calling in, Tony. Appreciate it. You win yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Oh. spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us
and
online
Jack,
at lighthousecfl.org.
We are worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Did I say that nice and sweet? 407-894-1680. Hope you heard it. Now call in. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, we are very honored to welcome our next guest. She represents our new sponsor, Samsara Vision. We'd like to welcome Dr. Becky Kammer, and she's Vice President, Worldwide Clinical and Medical Affairs at Samsara Vision. Welcome, Dr. Kammer.
Welcome.
Hello, doctor.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
You're welcome. That was Michael. This is Lynn, and you just heard Gary And you might be hearing Gary's peacocks in his yard. Because I heard them,
next
Gary.
Time.
Okay. So tell us, Dr. Kammer, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became involved with this, with Samsara Vision.
Sure. I am a low vision optometrist by training. So I've taught in optometry schools and worked in clinics for patients with a visual impairment, you know, working with solutions to help them live independently. And of course, you're familiar, I'm sure, with low vision rehabilitation. And I started working with the implantable devices as a consultant probably 10 years ago or so with patients, my own patients, and then also just helping the company develop rehabilitation materials, learning how to use your vision after the surgery. And we could talk more about what that all is about. But and then I joined them full time just end of last year. And I'm happy to be part of it. I've been involved in some in research projects with other retina diseases over the last few years, really focused my career more into research in the last few years. So it's been a wonderful time.
Well, tell us about this breakthrough. I don't want to call it an invention. I don't know what to call it. You tell me. But tell us about the study and the device that you've perfected that's FDA approved.
Very good. Well, so there's two things. There is an original device, a first generation device. It is an implant that goes in the eye during cataract surgery. So you have to have a cataract and late stage AMD, which is when you really have lost quite a bit of vision in both eyes, not just in one eye, both eyes. And then the original telescope, which is FDA approved many years ago, over 10 years ago, was placed in one eye. And this new device is the next generation. And the next generation device has some improvements to it. And especially surgically, it requires a much smaller incision than the first device. And so it's called a small incision device. We call it SING, SING-IMT for short, smaller incision, next generation device. And we have a study here in the US called the Concerto study, or it's spelled, you know, Concerto, how you would spell it if you were looking for it. And that study is to just make sure that the second generation device is safe and just has as much efficacy or effectiveness as the first device and helps patients like we expect it to. So that's going on now at 10 sites around the United States. So you can't just go to a doctor and say, hey, doctor, I really want this device. You'd have to go to a study center and see if you qualify as a candidate for the study. And so that's a broad general overview.
Dr. Cameron,
I have to interrupt. This is Michael. I have to interrupt. Could you backtrack for a minute?
Yes.
Let's go back into, let's say, stage one. Stage one, who is this for?
Absolutely. So this is late stage macular degeneration. So what that means is when you have early AMD, you know, you may not have much visual impact on your vision. The doctor might say that your eye doctor might say, you know, there's some changes in your retina, in the back of the eye, right? And it may lead to vision loss as it progresses. And there's different types of macular degeneration. There's dry and there's wet. Both of them lead to progression of vision loss. But we've always heard about wet macular degeneration having treatments such as injections to help control it, maybe give back a little bit of vision, stabilize it. But there's never been anything for dry. Now there are some things coming out where for a certain stage, kind of the middle stage of macular degeneration, where there is some vision impairment and impact, there may be a new injection that can help slow the progression of the disease. But then typically for late stage macular degeneration, that's where you have the disease is so advanced that it's really caused scarring in the back of the eye, at the retina. You have blind spots. And so patients, of course, with macular degeneration still have peripheral vision that they can use, but our vision just isn't as good in the periphery. And so we usually need magnifiers and so on for that. So this device is particularly for late stage. So both eyes are impacted near legal blindness level, actually, so that, you know, it would be really difficult to read small print, even read large print in some cases, can't see faces, even watching TV is difficult for these patients. So it's a range of vision. And so the study and this particular device is for the end stage patient. So nobody's totally blind, of course. You always have peripheral vision, but very much more severe vision loss.
But you also, you can't have what? There's something that's...
You have to have a cataract?
You have to have no cataracts.
Oh, no cataracts.
No. You have to have a cataract still in the eye. So typically,
I said it wrong.
The challenge is that usually when people are a little older with macular degeneration, at least in the late stage macular degeneration, this implant is for 65 and over. But when you're getting into these stages, you often have already had cataract surgery because that's just a separate thing. We all need cataract surgery typically at some point in our lives. That's when the lens in the eye is turning cloudy and yellowish and, you know, it can make halos around lights and blur. Well, when someone has macular degeneration, sometimes that the cataract is like a secondary thing. People aren't thinking about it as much. And so they may not have had cataract surgery yet. So this device would be where one eye at least still needs to have a cataract in the eye. And instead of going in and having a regular lens implant that, you know, surgery is pretty quick nowadays, they'd have a regular implant. Instead, you would put this telescopic device, which means it's shaped like an intraocular lens that you normally would, but it has multiple layers of lenses, and it's an amazing optical device that would magnify and make things bigger. So in one eye, when you have this procedure, your central vision is magnified, and so that's also magnified on the retina. So you still have the blind spot. That's not going away, but it might be smaller, or you might be able to see more with your peripheral vision because you've got a kind of built-in magnifier in the eye.
I don't have late stage macular degeneration, but I am a candidate for cataract surgery. So it's actually a lens with multi layers.
Yes,
it's not like
you're
not like you're implanting a telescope in your eye. For people who are thinking, what the heck? It's a lens. So you're going in anyway for cataract surgery. So you're just getting a better lens. Correct.
That's a very good way of describing
it. In layman's terms. Because I know our audience, they're like, whoa.
Yeah, well, our audience is very, very down to earth people.
Yeah.
So the big thing is what we're doing here is we're looking for candidates, correct? This is all about, we're looking for 100 people,
volunteers,
100 people throughout the country. We have certain places where they can get this done, and they're going to get.
Well, maybe Dr. Kammer can fill us in.
Yeah, I'm going to fill in. I was going to say, but doctor, you fill it in then.
You're doing great, though. No, absolutely.
Yeah,
doing
Michael,
great.
Then
yes.
You fill us in.
Should I fill it in?
Who's filling us in?
Well, what I understood, here's what I understood. Right. You tell me if I'm wrong, doctor. We're looking for 100 people to call in that have this problem. Late stage, immaculate, did I say it?
Immacular
degeneration. But the problem is you can have a late stage, but you have to have your lens.
I think at least one contact, not contact, one cataract.
Yeah, you have to have at least one cataract.
Yeah. And not all 100 people. We don't expect you to call tonight.
No, this is going to be over time.
Is going to be over.
But there's places in this country waiting for you. And listen to this, folks. Yeah. It's not going to cost you a dime as far as getting this procedure done. Number two, listen to this. You get compensated. Number three, any travel expenses, hotel, things like that. It's all taken care of.
Everything?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, well, I'll tell you a little bit about that. Yeah, I'll specify a little bit. So there are these 10 locations. These are clinical trial sites. We've already started enrolling, and we have a few patients already in the study. They've passed some visits. So it's a process to establish whether you have all the criteria to meet. If you've ever gone into a clinical trial or been part of a study, you know, there's some pretty strict things that you have to meet. And that's for safety, to make sure that you're a good candidate, both for the study, but also for you as a patient, that you're not risking things unnecessarily, right? And so you'll be able to share where these different sites are, maybe, or you can go on concertostudy.com, and that's where you can look to see where the different sites are located. And yes, they're compensated a small amount, but that wouldn't be the motivation. You know, it's a small amount that you're paid, and there is no insurance billing on this. We are paying for, you know, everything that's related to the study visits and such. In most situations, the transportation is provided. Of course, there's some, you know, distances that we might not be able to provide transportation for, and different locations might have a little bit of different rules. So you're right generally, but just wanted to add those clarifications.
So the thing is, we need 100 people, okay, over time. It's not going to be over the next 6 months or year. 100 people we need, not all at one time. So if you think you're a candidate, then make a phone call. Now, where do they call?
So if they, I would say go online and take a look at the website that explains it, and then it'll ask you some questions online just about, do you think you have macular degeneration, late stage macular degeneration? Do you think you have a cataract? And then someone will call them and walk them through some of the questions about the study, help them understand some things, clarify it. So www.concertostudy.com, and that's C-O-N-C-E-R-T-O study, S-T-U-D-Y.com. It's probably the best way to go about it.
Dr. Kammer, if your Samsara vision is on, Gary, can you please walk away from
Gary.
Too loud.
Annoying. The birds are very
If they go to our sponsor page and they click on Samsara vision, will that lead them to the study?
Yes, that's another way to do it. We have multiple ways.
There is a button there for the visually impaired or blind. It just says Samsara vision, or the logo is there for the sighted people. So either way takes you to the same website.
If you have any questions,
a person will call.
If you have any questions now call in and ask. If you have any questions about what we're talking about, right now, if you think you're a candidate, if you want to know any more questions right now, call 407-894-1680. So there's 10 locations right now. They're spread all over the United States, and that's where they're going to do the procedures.
Mention them now. If do you know them, Dr. Cameron?
What's Michael the point?
Knows. Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's one in Florida. There's one in New Jersey. There's in Texas. I'm going by memory now.
Houston, Texas. Yeah, there's California. Two are in California, Southern California, Loma Linda and Pasadena. We have one in Lawrence, Massachusetts. So kind of near Boston, outside of Boston area.
So there's one for New England. There's one for Florida. There's one for Mid-Atlantic states of New Jersey. So in California, Texas. So they're pretty much located, 10 places. That's not that far. And if there's transportation involved, they said it'll help you within reason. So if you want to call in, ask any questions, now's the time to do it. 407-894-1680. If you think you're a candidate, call.
And you have to be over 65, Dr. Kammer?
Yes, that's correct. Over 65.
We have a lot of listeners over 65.
Yes.
The question is, they might not know what they have.
Yes, that's often true. So going to their doctor, their retina specialist, and asking about this is a good idea. We like to help those other doctors understand what the study is. Some doctors haven't heard about the study, so we're trying to get the word out. But sometimes they can contact us, and we'll talk to the doctors and explain it for them as well.
Yeah, we should spell the Concerto again for people who didn't catch that. It's C-O-N as in Nancy, C-E-R-T-O, Concerto study.
So what we're talking about is a study. Okay, so we need 100 people for this study. That's what this is all about, a study for people that have immaculate, say it again. It
starts with an M.
Immaculate degeneration.
That's a hard word.
For me, it's a hard word. Immaculate degeneration.
Macular
degeneration. Yeah. But the key is you can't have any, the key.
Key is you have to have a cataract still in one eye. So you might have
in
had cataract
eye.
Surgery.
So if you had cataracts both eyes, you're not eligible.
Right. Cataract surgery.
Michael.
Correct.
What?
Yes, Gary.
Yeah, I want to let any listeners out there know, if they do want to join and get into this program, to let them know that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yes, that's very important as well.
Okay, so you have any questions now? I think that right now, the first time, they're overwhelmed.
Yeah. Will you be coming back next month, Dr. Kammer?
If you'll have me, absolutely.
Okay, well, then you're excited.
This has been discussed more than one or two times, because right now they're overwhelmed.
They just fell off their chairs.
They're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
They're thinking right now. It's good.
The first thing is they're going to think, well, who's going to do the surgery? Are they qualified?
I could talk a little bit about the process if you have a minute still or less.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. So the study, you're evaluated as a, there's a screening visit, maybe even ahead of time, we want you to get into your retina doctor to make sure you fit the right stage. And then you have the procedure, which is like a cataract surgery. And then there's a little healing time just after that surgery. It's an outpatient procedure, though. You're not going into the hospital overnight or anything like that.
Oh.
And then, yes, there's a few sutures that are placed in the eye, in the cornea, just like, you know, again, cataract surgery, but it's a little bit larger incision, still smaller than it was in the first generation device. So a really neat injectable type of a device that the surgeons use. So the surgeons are very interested in this. And then after your healing, you come back for 5 study visits at the study site. Again, transportation can be arranged. And those study visits are in the beginning, spaced a little closer, and then they spread out over the year, about a year. And then there are rehabilitation visits, and those are 6 to 10 visits where we have an occupational therapist or a low vision specialist who works with the patient to really learn how to use this new vision. So in one eye, you have this magnified enlarged view, and you're learning how to use that. You know, sometimes your eye is going to move kind of quickly in the beginning after surgery, and things might jump around a little bit. And so teaching the patient how to slow down and use that vision. And then we teach you how to use the other eye for walking around and mobilities, because you're going to have full peripheral vision in one eye, but in the magnified eye, in the one with the special lens, you're going to lose some peripheral vision. So we want to be real careful to make sure that, you know, walking around and everything is safe. And that process with the therapy.
We understand we have a call from Peter from where? Wellington, Florida.
No, I don't know. It just says Peter.
Peter?
Chris, is this in reference to Samsara?
Yes.
Okay, let's take him then. Hello, Peter?
Hello, you want me to talk about the horses?
No, not the horses. This is not the time to talk about the horses.
No, really, because I'm customizing what I'm going to say to your audience here. That really, I've been a vegan for 31 years, but if you think about it, there's people for the ethical treatment of animals. We're not talking about the horses.
Peter, you'll call back after our guest, okay? We're talking right now about medical issues, okay? So that's it. All righty. So Dr. Kammer?
So yes.
Sorry about that. But sometimes we tell people the questions should be relevant to the issue.
They don't listen.
No problem.
So. Okay, so you were telling about, so you go back for visits.
Yeah, so the rehabilitation visits, and those are usually near the location of the study. Sometimes the occupational therapist can go to the home. Sometimes you have to come into. So the patients who sign up for this procedure and they, you know, qualify and so on, they just need to also agree to do the rehabilitation, because it's so important to learn how to use this new vision. And the idea is that you're learning how to do new things with your vision, whether it's, again, seeing faces or preparing your food or maybe seeing your mail, things like that can be very limited when you have late stage macular degeneration. And some of those patients will have already be using magnifiers, you know, a hand magnifier and different things like that. And so the therapist and the team will work with the patient to really, again, use their new vision and their new implant to do these daily activities. And it really can improve independence, at least in the first generation device, we know quite a bit. And this actually has been used over in Europe. The second generation device is actually approved in Europe and has been used over 170 times. They've done an implant in 170 patients. So this is like not like a new experimental procedure per se. It's really looking at a second generation of the same one that we've already had, you know, in the US available several years ago. So a new and improved version that has been used in Europe and other places around the world, which is very exciting.
It is very exciting.
It's very exciting. And I hope our listeners who are listening, that they're understanding what we're talking about for the first time. They might be overwhelmed because we never had a clinical study before on the radio show. No. So this is the first time they're hearing.
You're the first.
They're the first. We never had a clinical study.
It's new for us.
So this is new for us. We never had one before.
It's great. It's really good.
So next month when you call in, we'll have some more callers for you, and I'm sure they'll have questions. And we thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. You guys have a good night.
You too. Thanks for calling, Dr. Cameron. We appreciate
it. Thank you very much for calling in.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We'll go to break?
Well, yeah. In 1 second, though.
Okay.
I hope you understood what the doctor was trying to say. Because this is all about a study, a clinical study, that's good for certain people. Macular degeneration people, late stages.
Over 65.
Over 65. If you're in that category, it could be for you. So remember.
This is something else that we presented to our audience for their benefit. This is amazing.
Because we never had a clinical study before.
This is absolutely amazing.
So there's 100 people.
Need to think it over. Think it over.
100 lucky people will be involved with this study.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSighteyewear.com.
Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waste drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improves success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend only costs $155 and has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Your value does not decrease based on somebody's inability to see your worth.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Right now, this minute, I'm upset. I'll tell you why I'm upset. I'm blind. I'm not perfect. But I try to listen. When we have a sponsor, we just had a sponsor that was just on the show just a few minutes ago. We were very proud. And I use the word proud because we were chosen as far as these
clinical studies.
We never had a clinical study on our air before. And they're paying us a lot of money to be on the show, to be a sponsor. And it's their money that operates this radio show.
I'm Sarah Vision.
And all I can say is I try, and I use the word try, to be courteous. I'm not always, but I try to be. We try to say to everybody, when we have a sponsor on and they're talking about a subject, let's say they're talking about, like we were just talking about, a clinical study. When I asked for people to call in, we wanted to talk about a clinical study. Now, if you're going to call about something else, and we keep on saying, are you calling in reference to the study? We only wanted to discuss the study. Well, that's on any subject that we're doing. Because next time it could be another person or a doctor discussing another subject. Whenever we're talking about a subject matter, and let's say we're talking about subject A, you can't call up and discuss plan C if we're discussing A. If you don't get it, then call up and ask me what you don't get. Because right now, this radio show exists through our sponsors. And our sponsors are paying a lot of money to keep the show on the radio. And we're very proud we've been on the radio 8 years. We're very proud about this clinical study that was chosen, that we're trying to get 100 people to use this study. And if someone has a problem with their eyes, and I'm going to say the name wrong again, maculate degeneration. That's right. Did I say it right? Good. Maculate degeneration. If you have that, well, you got a shot of fixing the problem without costing you a dime. Now, all you have to do is make the calls, and you'll see if you're part of this clinical study.
Or they can go to our website to the sponsor page and
right.
Click on Samsara Vision, S-A-M-S-A-R-A, Samsara Vision.
And if you don't know why I'm upset, think about it. If you were discussing something with a friend over something, and then somebody else butts in and starts calling about something else, completely different off the subject matter, would you be upset? Would it bother you? Well, it bothers me right now, because the difference is I appreciate being asked about this clinical study. I thought it was great for the radio show. It's the first time we ever had a clinical study. It's going to be on our radio show now for a long time. Thank goodness. And all I'm saying is thanks to the study that this radio show exists. And all I'm saying is, if you wanted to be part of the study, then call in next time she's on or whoever's going to be on.
Keep the calls relevant.
Keep the calls relevant to the subject that we're discussing.
Right.
Gary, if you want to discuss something else, wait for the, when we say, if you have any call, we always say we have callers, we'd like to talk to you. Right. That's the time to call in. Because we're always saying during the show, when we have free time, you want to call in? You want to say something? You want to talk about something? That's the time. Gary, do you want to say something?
Do I want to say something? Yeah, I want to say something. That's like I said earlier, you know, when you hear a show like this, and they offer us their services and stuff, and you want to join, please let them know that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. That way they know where you heard it from.
That's right. That's right, Gary.
That's true.
100%.
Whenever you buy anything from our sponsors, you should tell them that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show, because that's how we exist, and that's how this radio show exists. If you like the radio show, you might not always like me, might not always like, well, I hope you like me sometimes, but the point is, that's how the show runs, because we have to pay the radio stations. We have to pay different people. So the point is, we need your help. If you can be courteous, call in, love to hear from you. And for those folks that don't get it, well, off the air, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You know, one thing is happening to this show. We're no more just in the United States. We're no more just in Canada. We're all over the world. We're getting letters all the time now. It's mind-boggling. From, where's the last time we got?
Hungary.
Greece.
Hungary, yeah.
Pakistan. England.
Yep. Of course, yeah.
So all these different people are writing us letters.
Egypt. Yeah.
All these different countries.
Colombia
are writing to us about the show and
Jamaica,
listening.
A lot of people listen
to Jamaica, West
Jamaica.
Indies.
Yeah.
So we're very proud that everybody around the world is listening to the show. So if you have something to say, write to us. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Oh, something very also important. We're going to have a panel for those folks who are blind. And I'll throw in there also low vision. So low vision or blind, not for sighted.
Yeah, but some people have low vision or losing their sight totally.
Low vision or blind, right. Not for sighted. But we're going to have a panel. And this panel is going to be about independence.
Right.
Because everybody's got a different expression for independence. What I call independence, you might not call independence. It started with our young lady from Canada, Kerry.
Right. I believe we definitely have three. We might have four. I would say two more tops.
What about tonight's lady?
Who's that? Oh, yeah. Yes, she's going to participate. So one or two more, that'll be enough.
Yeah.
So if you're interested.
So what are we discussing?
Come and
everybody's
join us.
Everybody has a different perspective on independence.
Right.
Join our show.
You know what? Speaking of joining our show, and then you, Gary, will take us off the air, but I wanted to remind everybody, guess what? Our annual Mother's Day show is next week. And of course, co-host Sheila Young will be joining us.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. Are you going to be on the air with us?
I certainly am. Hopefully, if I'm well.
She's a mother.
Yeah. So Sheila, Sheila and I are very excited because we have some special guests, including our friends Cindy Hollis and Liz Alexa, and both our mothers who just happen to be blind. Also, Dan Day, president of the local Orlando area chapter of Foundation Fighting Blindness, will be calling in. And I think we'll ask Dan to share a favorite story about his mom. And guess what her name is? Doris Day.
So
Doris Day.
And our annual Mother's Day show. And it's always a lot of fun. So we hope you call in to say hi and share it with us. You can come too, Michael.
Thanks.
Bring your dress.
So I hope you learned something today, folks.
Still have a few minutes.
Didn't upset a lot of you folks. If I did, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
Oh, and by the way, that gentle drop, a lot of you are writing in about it. It's very, very inexpensive. Just go to our website, to the sponsor page.
$15. Yeah, so $15.
Yeah. You got to stop and consider a bottle of my medicine's $300. Michael says it's $400. Yeah. And you drop those drops and you're running away.
That's right.
That $15 saving you money.
That's for sure. So just go to our sponsor page and click on gentle drop.
First of all, just so you'll know, most eye drops, if you open them up and you turn them upside down, it does not drip out.
It doesn't drip out.
No, not usually. No. It does not. At least mine doesn't. You have to squeeze it to come out.
Hey,
first
it's just
of all,
like the soap and the ketchup and everything else upside down.
Most of them, you have to shake well. Most of them, you have to shake well. And after you shake well, you then put it over your eye. I put it close to the eye as possible. That's why I try not to miss it. Yeah, I understand. The bridge, but I put it right next to my eye, almost touching the eyeball, and then I squeeze.
What I do,
and
Michael, is I touch my eyelash.
Do it, Gary.
I touch my eyelash near the center of my eye, you know, and then drop it down in toward the cornea.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
Just touch
the eyelash. Sometimes the thing hurts, touches my eyeball too. So that's a problem too. You can affect your eye. So this.
Just get used to touching your eyelash. That's all.
I'm going to go
up
get
and down.
$15. You know, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be a sport for $15.
Absolutely. In fact,
class.
That's what I asked Lynn today, if you use that. He says, yeah.
Well, he's going
so I'm going to get it for $15.
That's good.
Yeah.
$15, you can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong. In today's mail, it probably costs more than $15.
That's the story for today, folks.
Yeah.
So.
I can't believe it's next week. It's the second week of May already. My goodness.
Oh, man.
You know what's amazing?
Yeah.
The schools are getting out already.
Oh, for the summer?
The graduating classes are graduating. Amazing.
Chris, are you done? Is your school done for this season?
No, not yet. I got graduation next week, as a matter of fact. And I have, I got some grades that I got to put in. Ooh, thank you for reminding me.
And the restaurant's called Portobello.
Huh?
That's the restaurant in Chicago. We couldn't think of it.
Portillo's.
Portillo.
Portillo's. Yeah,
Portillo's. Right. It's not right. Well, at least it's in the same category.
Portobello.
In the same category. What is
Portobello's
it? Portillo?
Yeah.
So, Chris, you said you have to grade papers yet? Portobello. Well, it could be a restaurant called Portobello. What would be wrong with that? Nothing.
There's nothing wrong with it. Mushroom. He just came. Portobello. No, what?
It starts with a P.
Portillo's. But we got you. We got you.
Another show.
Oh,
another week.
Another show. Day,
another life, right?
Yeah, we do. I got some grades I got to throw in. And some production things so let me get to it now.
All right, Chris. I think
okay, thank you all for
thanks,
listening.
Gary.
Thank you all. Gary.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay.
Thank you, Lynn.
Sure thing.
Thank you, Chris Shaw.
Love everybody.
Thank you
love everybody.
Listen,
be
folks.
Be safe.
Be safe and be well. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God love you. Good night.
Good night, after the pizza. Polishing up our ass.